we'll fade out on this dub trail. I know you guys got to keep moving forward, but I want to remind the listener who we're speaking to again here on 90.9 FM, Smile Jamaica. My name's Robert, and I'm here with Pat O'Banton and Ross Irie. And so they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Woodshed, which is on 8th South there, right around across the street from Sears. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to see if they come out tomorrow to check your life.
I'm not with my band because I wasn't expecting to do the show.
Sure, fair enough.
Because we were at the conference, but...
you were doing your ministry.
Yeah. Renard Ross Irie went to the Woodshed on Thursday night, reggae night, with my wife, the Roots daughter, and they went on stage and jammed with the local band and brought the house down.
Of course.
And Antoinette was singing and playing keyboards too and doing some rapping over some reggae tracks with the band, and everybody loved it. And she says, you know, maybe we can get Pato to come out and jam on Sunday. And then the next day, you know, the promoter at the venue called me and says, will you come out Sunday and do something for us? I says, yeah, man, I'll come and jam. So I have my entire show, because sometimes we travel and I do a show with playback tracks.
Sure.
But there's probably, I don't even know how many musicians there is right now at the conference, because there's...
Oh, I bet there's a lot of musicians.
How many? 12,000 people? There's 12,000 people.
Gospel music takes many forms.
Attending the event. But there's some Indian tabla players.
Yeah.
There's some guitarists, some different people at the conference that want to come and jam with me. The local band is going to come down as well. So we're going to jam with the band. I'm going to invite lots of different musicians. There's a violin player that wants to come and jam with me too. So we're going to have all kinds of different musicians jamming with me. I'm going to do some playback songs. So if there's any Pat O'Banton songs that the fans want to hear, I've got my entire catalog with me, so I can pull any track from my laptop, and I've got the backing track. It'll be me performing with the track, and then musicians can jam. I can also get the band to play and jam. So it's going to be a big jam
kind of
session.
Like a jam session, hootenanny.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Rastafari reasoning, yes, kind of thing. Yeah, like Count Ossie and the drummers used to do, you know. Everybody brings their instrument and sings praises unto Jah.
Unto Jah. And I just spoke to a guy who's a brilliant guitarist and didgeridoo player.
Awesome.
And he says he's bringing his didgeridoo. So I have never done a performance with a didgeridoo on the stage. So
maybe you need to record it all and see what comes out of it.
I think we're going to record it all.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds pretty incredible.
It's going to be a one-off. You know, this will be a one-off experience.
One-of-a-kind
experience. So,
Mahan had a request. We're going to end with a song to play another tune off of Destination Paradise.
All right.
Called Loving Service. So why would Mahan like this song? Tell us a little bit about what you think, why he chose that one.
I think Mahan likes this song because Mahan loves to help people.
He does indeed. I know.
And I've only known him very, very briefly. I spoke to him for a few minutes at the conference, and he gave me a ride here, which was an awesome service, you know. And he's been pushing for me, because when he told me that I could come to the station, I says to him, I'm so tired, I just want to call in. And he's like, the look of disappointment on his face made me say, you know, I got to leave this place and go, because this brother is organizing this, and he's gone out of his way to make this happen. So I'm going to show him some appreciation and come out and fulfill his wish. And it's been good to meet him, and we already resonate. He's a brother. I already know he's a brother.
Indeed.
And I went to where the Sikhs were giving out free lunch today. And this beautiful woman dressed all in white said, my husband was playing your music this morning and in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And his favorite song is Loving Service. And I hadn't seen him today. And then the next thing, when I finished eating, I saw him, and he's like, we can do the radio station.
The radio station.
So I was like, oh my God, all right, we're going to do it.
You got to go.
I would say he wants you to play this song, and he resonates with this song because this song is true to what he believes, because he's a man of service. He lives service. And he cares about other people's needs. And thank you for keeping the music alive. It's nice to see some CDs and vinyls in the house.
The real vinyl. Yeah, no digital for I and I.
Nice, man.
Loving service. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Have a blessing.
Blessings unto you.
Yes,
Lord. 90.9 FM.